Welcome to Mustard Seed Ministries radio program. This is Donley Cameron, and it is an honor and a joy to be with you today. Today we're going to continue part two of our sermon series of temptation. I hope you enjoyed and got some really good insight on part one, and there's going to be more parts to our series, so please stay tuned. I hope you enjoy part two of temptation. Let's go right into it. In Luke 4:13, it says, "And when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season." This is Jesus when he encountered the devil, when he was tempted to go out of his 40-day fast. This is almost like a blueprint. I mean, you can likely say, okay, this is what's going to happen. You'll be tempted for a season. You'll say, okay, this is, like, I'm feeling really tempted for whatever it may be. Maybe indulging in some type of binge eating. It may be pornography. It may be drugs. It may be alcohol. It may be whatever it may be. Whatever the enemy knows that you're prone to be tempted by. What is that carrot in front of you? Because some people, you can put, you know, something in front of them and it would never entice them to sin. And they don't even feel any temptation. They don't even feel any trials. They just kind of push it away and keep going. Act like it never happened. Other people are crushed by the mighty weight of a temptation. Now, again, temptation is not a sin. When you're enticed with something, you know, someone else may not be enticed with. But know this. And it's interesting because I've seen it in my own life where I'll be tempted. Like, there'll be a season where I feel like everything is coming at me left and right, everywhere I turn, everywhere I go. And it's like something happens, some type of temptation. And it's almost like I'm in a battle and I'm in the heat of the battle and I'm thrashing back and forth, which we shouldn't be. But I'm just saying in a hypothetical way, but you're walking and doing life. And you're going to be tempted. It's really interesting because in Luke 4:13, the enemy, it says, when the devil had ended all his temptations, he departed for a season. The enemy will leave. And that's why you see people come into a church or come into a Christian event, and they'll get miraculously touched by the Lord and delivered. And then they go out back to their home and they go back into their environment. And they do the same things, and the next thing you know, they get tempted again. And then next thing you know, they're back in their sin. And what happens? Well, the enemy had left them for a while. You know, it's almost like he lays low. He tucks away, maybe about a month, maybe two, maybe a year. I don't know. But the next thing you know, boom. He says, this is a weak point in this man or this woman's life. I'm going to hit them with all I got. Because, I mean, right here in the scriptures, it says the devil has ended all the temptation. I mean, that's interesting. He's not going to just throw out one thing at a time. He's going to maybe hit you with four or five different things going on in your life. But you have to stay strong, and you have to stay steady in the Lord. You know, it's interesting in James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love Him. And I think that's really interesting because it's enduring. You know, sometimes we really got to just endure. And, you know, it's interesting. I heard they claim to be Christian, but they're not. I don't know exactly what they are, but they're not Christian. And I'm not going to go into what ministry this is a part of. But they are. They talked about a sin in their lives. And to be specific, it was more of temptation and sexual sin, lusting. And they said, oh, you know, I couldn't stand just enduring it. I just couldn't stand it. Everywhere I went, I just felt like I was being tempted. And I just wanted to, you know, lunge on the magazines at the grocery store. I just wanted to lunge into the internet. I just wanted to look at certain people. And they said that, you know, different seasons of their life, it would come and go, which is really interesting in Luke 4:13 really opens our eyes to that, the blueprint of what the devil does. Enduring is part of walking as a Christian. You know, we see that. I mean, do we want the crown of life? I do. And I know you do too. And there'll be a time of enduring temptation or enduring trials. And when we have this knowledge, we don't have to go outside of what the Scripture says. It talks about in the Bible, when we do sin, confess your sins to one another, that you shall be healed. So the key thing is if we sin, there's no other sacrifice that we can do. You know, it talks about that in Hebrews. We don't have to go out and try to do something else. And that these Christians that have a ministry now, but they claim to be Christians, but they're not. They add on to other experiences. Like, this is what you have to do. It's almost like we're going to, yes, believe in Jesus. That's great. Repent, you know, have faith. But if you really want to get healed and you really want to overcome, or if you want to overcome your sin, you're going to need to do this. And they start adding on and tacking on all these little criterias. You know, there's no difference than the first century religious establishment that added so much burden upon someone they could never even find God. I mean, they had to do all these other things. And then next thing you know, there's God over there. You know, and you got to like jump all these hurdles and stuff. Well, God's saying, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. So if you're enduring right now, I would say, good on you. Keep going. Keep pressing on. And know that the balcony of heaven, there's saints looking over, cheering you on, going, get to the finish line. Go for it, son. Go for it, daughter. You can do it. You got what it takes. Don't give up. Don't give in. You can do it. And you know what? We're going to face a battle, but we're going to go through it. That's why we have the armor of God that's on us. The shield of faith. The helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. The belt of truth. We shun our feet with the good news of the gospel. And we take up the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord says, so that day, you may have to say, you know what? Let no man say that God tempts. Because God cannot be tempted by evil. Nor does he himself tempt anyone. You may need to get some scriptures memorized. So in the day, in the heat of the day, maybe at the middle of the night, you're going to have to just speak these words out. Speak the scriptures out. That's the sword. You're going to have to fight back. And as we close today, I want to pray for you. And I want to just end this with 1 Peter 1:6. 1 Peter 1:6. It says, in this you greatly rejoice. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be down. I'm supposed to be crying. I'm supposed to be upset because I'm facing these trials and these temptations. I'm supposed to be, you know, with ashes on my head and walking around with burden like a yoke on me. Nope, it's not what the scripture says. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. And let me tell you something. The anointing destroys the yoke. Doesn't just break the yoke of bondage in your life. It destroys it. Because what I know about brokenness, it can always be healed. I had a broken arm one time. Guess what? They bandaged it up. I was out for a while. But guess what? They took that bandage off, that cast off, and my arm felt good again. It was broken, but now it's healed. So let me make that very clear. The Bible speaks about the anointing destroys the yoke. Doesn't break the yoke. It destroys the yoke of bondage in your life, so it would never come back. Be of good cheer, beloved. And 1 Peter 1:6 again says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials or various temptations. So greatly rejoice in those as you're enduring. Father, we come before you today. I'm asking, Lord, to give my brother, sister here, grace upon grace today. I pray, Lord, that you would download knowledge into their memory bank, Lord, about the scriptures that we talked about today. And maybe even others that I didn't talk about, that you would bring to remembrance to them. And Father, whatever they may be facing today, Lord, deliver them from all temptation. Deliver them from evil. For thy is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, bless my brother, bless my sister today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you have a wonderful day in the Lord. and again, greatly rejoice. God bless you.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. He's alive and he's seated as King.